Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Roadshow Friday from Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, and Bernie's Beach Bar. And we got a lot to get to. I will tell you before we get to our leads, or at least start with our leads this morning, that 1 week from today, we will be on the North Shore of Massholia, and the first time we've ever had a roadshow up in that Rockport, Gloucester area. So we are heading there. On Thursday night of next week, pregame, we're going to Mike Milbury's sister's restaurant, which is My Place by the Sea.
Yes.
And Mike will be. Mike Milbury says he'll be behind the bar that night. So
he makes a mean martini.
Okay, and then on.
Why? Because he punches you after.
On. Or he throws a shoe at you or something. Beats you with your own shoe, Curtis. And then.
Who throws a shoe?
I mean, really? And then Friday, we will be at the Beauport Hotel. And we are looking forward to being, for the first time ever, on the North Shore. And that is roadshow number 7. And cannot wait to see you next week for all of that. Shime was out last night, joined us up here. Shime. And there was a, I would say, kind of a half-ass pack battle last night.
Well,
wasn't very impressive with you and that guy. I don't know what happened.
It wasn't actually a pack, Greg. That was the big issue. He's not necessarily familiar with Pokemon cards. The listener's name is Corey. Great guy. Showed up with what is just basically a pre-made deck of cards, not actually packs of cards to rip.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So but he had something, though. Shine didn't even have a pack on.
Wiggy, it's because that's how difficult it is to get Pokemon cards. I tried to get some before I came last night. Not easy.
So you said that you were going to do a pack battle at the pregame, and then you didn't even bring a pack?
Well, the other guy had a pack, so the other guy pulled out some
cards. The other guy had like a deck of cards, which those you could find, but those aren't even packs.
Wow.
I couldn't get packs. That's
should have did a deck battle.
Yeah. Well,
so
Greg, this is on you. You brought it up.
Yeah. Shime came unarmed to a pack battle.
Right.
Unprepared, really.
It's the unprepared.
See
and
who has the biggest deck.
Yes.
Nailed it.
All right.
He said it was a deck battle.
Yeah. No, we got you. You're good. Okay. Let's go ahead, Chime, and get started, at least with this morning's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Good one. That's Billy Squire. It's actually Wellesley's Billy Squire, Shime, and Lonely is the Night. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Shime.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. We had last night another incident between a player and a fan. In the Pittsburgh Pirates game, reliever Dennis Santana was involved in an altercation with a fan that he claimed, quote-unquote, crossed the line. So during the second game of Thursday's doubleheader with the Tigers, at one point he was seen leaping in the bullpen up towards the stands to take a swipe at this guy. I believe Mitch is getting the video for you now if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube. Santana continued to say after the game that it was just he crossed a line, but he wanted to leave it at that. He didn't want to say what it was. Like, this is insane. We need to put people like this on blast. Like, if this guy really went over the line saying something bad, first of all, security should be handling this ASAP. A player shouldn't be taking a swipe at a guy that's like 6 feet above him in the stands. And then, like, it's just, I don't understand
You're putting it on the player. Yeah, like, when you say we got to put people on blast, you're putting it on the pitcher.
No. I'm saying, like, put the fan on blast. Like, get him out of the game. Put his face everywhere. If he really said something terrible, if he said something over the line, shame him for it and get him out of there. Like, that's the whole point. The only way this is going to stop is if someone is made an example of. Like, stuff like this is going to continue to happen, whether it's words to Jaren Duran or to Santana of the Pirates or whoever. Stuff like this will continue to happen unless those people are rightly punished.
They should do it like Mad Max in Mad Max Thunderdome. They should bring the fan, and then Santana and the fan, they get in a cage. Two men enter, one man leave. And so now Santana and the fan can go at it. Like, there was a fan yesterday came up to me. He didn't agree with everything I said. But can you imagine him and I going in a cage to settle a dispute? And then we come out, you know, we shake hands and call it a day.
Oh. I feel like things almost went that way with whoever's drums you were molesting.
But that was my fault. Yes. I should have never put my things on his drums. Yeah. My hands. Yeah. Get your minds out of the gun.
Obscure reference is Step Brothers.
I believe. Hey, it was a good night last night, Greg.
All right, we got to pace ourselves, Wiggs. It's only 6:30.
Nah, don't worry about it. We'll get there, Curtis.
Okay.
His voice is working now.
That is right.
Yep. I love it.
So we showed out and we showed up.
Yes.
Not everybody came and hung out with O-Town. Well, there were some of us here and LFO. We just don't know which one it was.
It was me. Guess what? It was me. I did not go, and I am sorry. So.
You were the one that was most excited, and you didn't go?
I know. But then I'm tired. My feet were hurting. I was wearing wrong shoes for it. It was a whole thing.
I think Wiggy is disappointed because you said you wanted to go, and so the rest of us, me and Wiggs, even though I have just finished near fatal operation to remove a tooth,
I hate when you do this.
I believe that the two of us went out because we wanted to make sure that you were safe and happy here.
You let me walk. We said goodbye. You said you're gonna walk home. You all set? You're all set?
Yeah. Well, you said yes. I am. I'm with my cousins. Yeah. I said great. I said, if not, both of us would walk.
And then
home.
I said,
wait a minute.
And then I said,
are you really saying that I didn't? Are you going to say publicly that I didn't come over you five times last night and
say, are you okay?
Okay.
You good? Yes.
All right.
Did.
Well, how dare you now?
But how dare you say that you came here expecting me to come here?
We did.
When you and I hugged, kiss on the cheek, good night.
His wife.
And then
did.
I said, are you going out? You said, no, I'm 5 minutes behind you.
Well
Talina's running.
Are you going to say in front of all these people that you didn't say I'm 5 minutes behind you?
Wiggy said, Greg, would you like to meet?
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Wiggy said, would you like to meet?
You are.
Either L, F, or O.
Yep.
And I said, yes, I'd like to meet whichever one it is. Do we know which one it was?
I don't think we do, though.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll still try to get to the bottom, but he was a really nice guy. But yeah, my wife, she's super hot at you.
Well, I texted her this morning. I'm waiting to hear back.
And Greg, by the way, asking Wiggy to remember the name of someone, not exactly the right thing to do.
Yeah, but I can get LFO.
All right. Anyway, Chime, thank you. You believe that, and I don't know how you figure out in this great country of ours in which people are allowed pretty much to say what they want to say, how do you figure out when a fan says something that crosses the line, what that line is?
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, there's other fans around him, too. So they, you know, peers.
So people listen and then they identify a fan who said something that's really bad and then they have him thrown out of
the
stadium.
I think we all know the line. If you're yelling, you suck,
suck,
that's fine. If you're selling, trade him, that's fine.
Yeah.
If it's about the sport, that's fine. If you start talking about family members, if you're telling Jaren Duran he should have killed himself, we all know that's over the line.
Dox him.
Yeah, I just don't know how you I don't know how you can control that when you have 17, 18, 30, 40,000 people that are there. I don't know how you can. But,
we live in a society that makes celebrities out of people who make an ass of themselves on camera. That, like, it's not. It's one thing if you're caught doing something dumb. Somebody sees you fall down and they catch it somehow. That's funny. If you tape yourself falling down and then you share it, this is how we live today. Yeah. Like, that is America in 2025. We may, the reason why they don't show people running onto the field at Fenway, Ness and another, whatever the network is because they don't want to reward the behavior. But now it's like, in our world, it's like if you run on the field, you're more cool than the players on it.
All right, Chime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
I think there's a chance that John Henry does actually sell the Red Sox.
Ooh. Oh.
And the reason I say that is all the real estate holdings around the park are great to own, whether you're the Red Sox owner or you're anybody else. It's not like they'd have to give up the buildings and the hotels and the restaurants and everything. But the amount of cash you're going to need to get into the NBA and the PGA deal and whatever else John Henry's working on has gone up astronomically, which also means that his team has gone up astronomically. I don't know what the Red Sox are, if the Lakers are $10 billion. My guess is well north of six, and probably in the maybe call it $9 billion, because you own the network, you own the stadium, and you own the, you know, the street in front of it. Why not do? I don't know other ways in which they can maximize revenue in the Red Sox without alienating the people that pay the bills. Like, there's no other seat. They can't put a seat on top of the pesky pole. Like, there's nowhere else that you can monetize that park. They have done a.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brilliant job of it. And so I think kind of like Wick's family, it's like, okay, like what else is there to do? You've won at a high level. You don't, with the Wick's case, we don't own the building. We're not going to get that done. Let's sell now. I think it's too short-sighted of me and others to just say, well, it's Fenway Sports Group. They're never going to sell. It's a cash cow. John Henry doesn't like the headache of the fans. There's a reason they stopped doing those town halls with him on Nesson. There's a reason they edited out the booing of the fan base. If you're that rich, you like to be distanced from those that criticize you. So maybe it's not 100%, but I do think there is a legitimate chance that John Henry sells the Red Sox in an attempt to acquire a team in the NBA, the Vegas team, whatever it is.
I wish you were right, but I can't see it at all. It's a part of a portfolio that they have worked hard to assemble, and it's, you know, well, along with Liverpool, you know, and the way in which Europe looks at Liverpool, it's one of the most valuable parts of that portfolio.
But I feel like Liverpool in the United States still hasn't tapped into its full potential. Like, the English Premier League has slowly you know, it's on Saturday mornings on NBC, that type of thing. But by no means has it hit the – like, the NFL in England is much bigger than Liverpool is in the United States. And yeah. I would just say, I don't know.
The Red Sox haven't done as good a job when it comes to those potential fans or those or that potential market as, say, the other team that you're talking about or the other owner you're talking about, the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers have done a great job brand-wise internationally, and certainly Shohei has helped immensely with that. But
that requires a big investment financially, something that they have been averse to. Like, I feel like in order for the Reds – John Henry doesn't like headaches. He doesn't – the fan base is going to continue to be enraged if he continues to operate this way and not reallocate the resources on the field. I just think if you get $9 billion for it and you bought it for $400 million, that's a pretty good
deal. Right, but it's probably going to take him, what, 6-7 years? Because you got to think about the other thing that they're doing right now, or they're supposed to be doing, is the $1.2 billion headquarters, right? So no one's really going to buy that until – the team, I mean, until that's done. So John Henry knows, like, if I build that and get that done, think about how much this franchise or I'll be able to sell it for then.
What,
so that,
are you talking about the building that they're putting up on Lansdowne? I don't think – but what Curtis is saying is they can keep the all of the real estate – and be and sell the team and be the new landlord and collect money forever from whoever buys the rest.
But
I don't think it matters where they put their headquarters.
Right,
or
but
what
the, so you're saying where the new owner will come in, kind of what the Celtics is doing, and he'll just buy the team, but he won't own the stadium.
Well, what if you change your mind? Instead of putting our headquarters there, we do seats like they do at Wrigley. And so you add people across the street that can look in onto Fenway Park. Yeah. I mean, there's a million things you could do.
Yeah. You could do one giant seat that is suspended right over the Mass Pike.
Yes.
Love that.
And then the person sits up there and wonders if they're going to be safe for the whole entire game.
Right. You could have Castiglione live there and just look over like the Pope.
Yes. All right. Excellent lead,
Thank
Curtis.
You.
We are at Hampton Beach, New Hampshire this morning. Roadshow number 6. It's getting cloudy. Is it, Curtis, is there any rain in the forecast? It looks like it's dark over there.
Well, Courtney did a rain dance.
You know, the beach makes its own weather. I think the ocean makes its own weather.
It really does.
But we got a lot to get to, including our leads coming up in just a little bit, rest of them. And then they set it at 7:20 from Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, a Roadshow Friday at WEEI.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.